Clunes Booktown presents Turn the Page. It's a new month-long celebration of the book, filled with author talks, presentations, thought-provoking conversations in the fantastic Victorian township of Clunes. To tell us more about it is one of the programmers for the event, Marianne Vagg. Marianne, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's a month long now. How can you possibly find so much to do for a month?
Well, we wanted to make sure that people didn't feel like that they were missing out, because we couldn't run Booktown as it usually would be run, which is a festival over a weekend and including all the book traders, and really the town was coming alive for that weekend. And sadly, we wanted to be careful and make sure that we didn't breach any restrictions or that keep our patrons safe. So what we decided to do was spread the love over the month, and the first, third and final weekend of May, we literally have something for everyone, whether you're a book lover, a reader, a writer, or just somebody who likes to come along and listen to some really interesting conversations. There's something for everybody at Booktown this year.
Well, somebody living in central Victoria could actually make the effort and go three weekends in a row, couldn't they? It's not against the rules.
Yeah, no, it's really not against the rules, and I am. We've got the first weekend is all about author conversations. We have some fabulous sessions on crime, fashion. We're taking a peek behind the tabloid newspapers of yore, which will be really fun. We're looking at short stories and so much more over the first weekend. The middle weekend is for writers, both emerging and established, and we have some just such in-depth and expert conversations and sessions and panellists who are coming along to that weekend. And then on the final weekend, we have the first ever national gathering of book clubs.
Wow. Hey, the emerging writers is one that interests me, because obviously, particularly for younger people coming through, it's a different world we live in with all the electronic gadgetry and what have you. Are you still finding a lot of people are writing, and that the numbers are still good of people trying to get through and become writers?
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many pathways now. So I think once upon a time, traditional forms of publishing were you sat in your garret and you wrote your novel and then you tried to send it out to multiple publishers and just hoped like hell it got published. These days, there's so many different pathways with digital publishing, and people are blogging, people are doing podcasts, and books are coming out of that. And believe me, writing is still very much at the heart of what people are enjoying. We love telling stories. As human beings, it's something that we love to do from the early caveman days when we sat around the fire and told stories. So it's innately human to tell stories, and that's certainly not going anywhere.
No. No, well, I must admit, I've self-published a couple of little books. I mean, nobody's bought one,
lovely.
But I've... yeah, so I'm still waiting on making me millions, but...
I think it's the fact that people don't make millions in Australian book sales, just that haven't got the market, but we can still have fun with them, can't we? And this book, Booktown,
really... Oh, absolutely.
Really, yeah.
And it's amazing how popular some of the Australian stories are overseas. For example, the German market is huge for those rural noir and, you know, rural romance stories. It's absolutely huge. So if you want to make a buck, that's the sort of area you should be writing about.
I'm just writing that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just writing that down.
Romantic
now.
German novels, okay.
Yeah.
And ich liebe dich is I love you, isn't it? That's the one. Anyway, so there's something for everyone by the sound of it, but that really is books in a nutshell. Shell, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And I guess the reason we called it Turn the Page was that we really needed to look at, you know, what is kind of, I guess, the journey of the book. So we're going from, you know, established and published authors on the first weekend, the kind of how-to in the middle weekend. And then book clubs have had, amazingly enough, such a huge resurgence, even throughout the COVID period, because people were able to continue their book club meetings on Zoom, etc. And I remember someone telling me once that one of the most intimate things you can share with a stranger is having shared a book together and read the same book. And I guess to me, that's what book clubs are all about, is those beautiful sharing of, you know, different appreciations of the same written words.
Yeah, most definitely. So, Marianne, just give us the dates again.
The dates are the first weekend in May, which is the 1st and 2nd of May, the 15th and 16th of May, and the final weekend in May. And for all information, just head straight to the Clunes Booktown website, which is really easy, clunesbooktown.com.au.
Fantastic. Look, it's a wonderful event, and yes, we've had to change things over the past couple of years, but this is perfect way to do it and to give people a chance, as Steve said too, to have more than one bite of the cherry as well, which is wonderful. So
absolutely, and we hope to see lots of people there just loving the book.
Yep, I'm sure you will. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
All the very best. Marianne Vagg joining us there, talking about the Clunes Booktown Turn the Page.